Hello, friends. It's been a disastrous week regarding the weather. Continuous rain from Monday and a week last Monday. So for the past fortnight, we've had nothing but rain. Wolfie and Pat have really had it bad. We had our fair share of rain, but only once did it look like coming over the step. But the girls had the bucket and jug at the alert, just in case. It came very near, but decided not to come in and went away again. And we were very grateful. The weather's different now. Yesterday, Saturday, was a lovely day. And so I decided to go with the girls to Watford and there to buy this loop and an extension lead I wanted. So I expected great things when I got home with it. But unfortunately, I've no T switch on my hearing aid, and it don't work. So that means another visit to the hospital on Wednesday to see why it don't work. And if it fails this time, I'm going to give it up. I'm not going to bother any further. I'll just put up with the fading. I'm not going to sit the rest of my life in hospitals waiting for my name to be called. Other than that, it was a lovely day, beautiful. We had a nice, there was me, Mary, Kathleen and Paul went to Watford. Paul lives there, of course. We had a nice baked gisani in the morning and a cup of tea. The girls had a piece of cake or something. And then we went round a bit and sat and watched the world go by. From what I could see, I couldn't see very much light, but I've accepted that. I'm not seeing very much at all. So I forgot about it, and I'll just carry on and not see and put up with it. By the time we got home, it was about 11:45. So I put on the radio and fixed the necessaries up, the loop and everything. It didn't work. So if any of you people have got the loop using the same thing, perhaps you could advise me how you go on about it. Let's hope somebody knows how to work it before Wednesday. I hate going and sitting in hospitals waiting for my name to be called. Today, it's a most beautiful morning, and as soon as I've made this blog, I'm going to go outside and sit in the sun and enjoy the sun and enjoy my Newcastle brown ale. I've looked forward to sitting outside for a full 5 or 6 weeks now, but unfortunately it's rained every day, and that's how it goes. Now I must tell you about a new radio I've got. You switch it on and the lady's voice tells you what station you're on. There are five preset stations, and each one is, she tells you the name of it, BBC One, BBC Two, accordingly. And then there are 53 other stations, and by pressing this button and listening to her voice, you can tell, she'll tell you what station you're on. Some I've never heard of. And some she's young, because there's three called The Unknown. I've switched them on, it's just dance music, but it's nice. And I'm enjoying it really. It's a grand affair. And I used to think, she said, when you switched it off, I used to think she said bye-bye, but she doesn't, she says stand by. And I'll just stand by till the next time. But it's a lovely affair, and it helps me a lot, because I can't read what stations I'm on. And all I do is press a knob and she'll tell me. Then I can decide whether I want to listen to it or not. Well, it was really grand. So I think if I don't get this loop fixed up, I think I can manage with a bit of fading and put up with it. So it's nothing to cry about. Other than that, the world's going round, and I go round with it and just sit there patiently. I'm living the life of old Riley. I've got two servants at my beck and call every minute. From breakfast to supper time, they're at my beck and call. There's 20 to 30 tablets to take every day, and they remind, I'd like to forget them, but they always remind me about them. And that's how life goes on. No further trouble with the health. I'm just carrying on. Everything's static. The breathing's, as you can tell, on here, it's still bad. But I'm breathing, that's all that matters. And time goes on, as I say, time goes on. So I'm not going to grumble, I'm just going to sit tight and let the girls carry on feeding me and looking after me. I'll pay them for it, in cash somehow, but I'll pay them. I'll make sure that they don't be shot. Other than that, as I said, everything's okay. I hope that all of you are enjoying life as much as I'm enjoying it, and I wish you well. Now for the joke. A red-headed boy was going to school one day, and the teacher said to him, she says, "Johnny," she said, "I'd like to have a chat with your mother or father about you sometime." So he says, "Right, old miss, I'll arrange for her to come up. It'll probably be my mother." So this day he went to the teacher. He was red-headed, mind you, by the way. This day he went to the teacher and he said, "My mother would like to come up and see you at playtime this afternoon. Will that be all right?" She said, "Yes, quite all right. I'd like to have a chat to her about you." So he said, "OK, I'll tell her at lunchtime that she can come at playtime." So the woman duly arrived at playtime and asked to see the teacher, and the teacher obliged, and she went out and had a chat with her. And during the talking, she says to her, "Is your husband a redhead? Has your husband got red hair?" She says, "I don't know, he always wears his cap." Anyway, that's a joke. I'll have another one for you next time. For the time being, cheerio and good wishes to you. He wears a cap.